You've tuned in to the Nunes Newscast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
No science, no school. By now, you've likely noticed the Democrats constantly appeal to science to justify their radical policy proposals.
Trust the scientist.
And the science matters. Listen to the scientist.
We'll follow the science.
I would listen to the scientist.
End the politics and follow the science.
And we follow the science and find the answers.
We'll follow the science. Let me say that again.
In truth, the Democrats have hijacked science to deflect criticism of their extremist positions. For example, do you think a climate apocalypse isn't likely in the next 12 years? Then you're a science denier, according to every major left-wing institution and Democrat politician in the country. No Democrat has invoked science more than Joe Biden. Indeed, the linchpin of his campaign platform was a vow to lead with science, especially on COVID. It's curious, then, that during his first weeks in office, Biden refused to follow the science on reopening public schools. Despite expert testimony that in-person learning is best for students and numerous scientific studies show that schools can safely reopen, the Biden White House won't support letting our kids back into school. The Biden White House insists that schools can't reopen without more money so teachers can get vaccinated. Here's Biden's chief of staff siding with teachers' unions over students.
The CDC Journal publishing yet another study saying, you could open K-12 schools for in-person learning with minimal COVID transmission. Why do you think so many public schools across this country are still closed in places that the private schools are open?
Yeah, I'll give you a word, money.
Ron, why do you think that the unions in many cases are overruling what the studies show?
I don't think unions are overruling studies. I think what you're seeing is schools that haven't made the investments to keep the students safe.
The problem with Biden's stance, it directly contradicts all available science, including the position of Biden's own Centers for Disease Control director. Watch.
What we know mostly about schools in terms of the data are that most infections come into the schools through the community. The data from schools suggests that there's very little transmission that is happening within the schools, especially when there's masking and distancing occurring.
Rather than lead with science, Biden's spokeswoman undercut the CDC director's position.
Why isn't what the director of the CDC says, why isn't that enough?
Well, first, the director of the CDC also has said they haven't issued their final guidance. So we're just not, Dr. Walensky spoke to this in her personal capacity. Obviously, she's the head of the CDC, but we're gonna wait for the final guidance to come out so we can use that as a guide for schools around the country.
Now facing a backlash, the Biden administration suddenly says it supports reopening schools. Well, barely.
His goal that he set is to have the majority of schools, so more than 50%, open by day 100 of his presidency. And that means some teaching in classrooms. So at least one day a week, hopefully it's more. Well, teaching at least one day a week in the majority of schools by day 100.
50% of schools open at least one day a week. It appears that the Biden administration has flunked science class. Devin Nunes, thank you for listening.
Stay up to date by following Devin Nunes on Parler, subscribing on Rumble.com to watch the podcast, or download wherever you listen to podcasts.